Praise God that God has sent us a helper, an advocate, a one who stands with us and walks beside us. Thank God so much for that. Because Jesus is sitting now at his right hand, waiting for the time when the Father says, "It's finished." I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit because I can learn from the Holy Spirit when I'm listening, when I'm taking time to be still, when I'm taking time to push away other things. You see, this passage I read can be quite confusing because, wait a minute, they were baptized already. But no, they weren't. But yes, they were. But wait a minute, what's this about being baptized in the Holy Spirit? And what's all this? I want to give you my understanding of this passage. This passage explains conversion and spiritual growth, is what this passage explains. It explains what it means to be converted, to be saved, to have salvation. But it also explains something about spiritual growth that I'm convinced as a pastor and as I see people in different churches that folks need to learn a little bit more about this. Because there seems to be some kind of idea with a lot of church folks that I come and get baptized and I done did it. And that's it. There's so much more. There seems to be an idea among church folks in general that once I've done that, I've done everything I needed to do. And now I'm coming to church to support other people to do the same. Folks, we're on a spiritual journey. We ain't there yet. You can call for the back seat as much as you want. Are we there yet? We're not there yet. The only people that are there yet are the people that are not sitting here with us today because they're in the grave. Those are the only ones who have arrived so far. And you don't arrive until you get there. Now it's all about the journey. Now it's all about what do you do on this spiritual journey that we're on. So I want you to keep that idea of a journey in your mind because that's what this is. You see, knowing about God and Jesus is not enough. There are a lot of people in our world that know about God and know about Jesus. And I'm speaking now in the form of knowing, acknowledging, and recognizing that there's a God, that there's a Jesus. There's a lot of people in our world. Very few people, I think, would you stop and would they tell you, "I don't know anything about a God." Everybody knows about a God. One of the encouraging stories that I heard one time was when the settlers came here to this country. Well, I'm just going to say it this way. And took things away from the Indians. When they came here, they found out there were Indian tribes that already had a story about a God who sent God's Son to save them. Now, some of the facts and details of the story were different than we know. But they already had that story. Somehow God had brought them the same story without somebody coming and preaching the Bible. They knew there was a God. They knew there was a Son of God who came to save them. Don't you find that interesting? I do. They already had the story. They didn't know all the details. These men here in this passage knew about God. They knew about Jesus. But that was all. Knowing is not enough. Paul asked them, "Have you been baptized?" "Oh, yes, we've been baptized." He said, "What kind of baptism have you been baptized?" "We've been baptized in John's baptism." John the Baptist was baptizing people for repentance. Was what he was baptizing them for. Repentance prepares us to accept Jesus Christ. That's what repentance does. And John was there, as you read through the Gospels and as you look at the Old Testament passages, John was there to prepare the way, to get everything ready, and to prepare people's hearts, minds, for the Christ who would come. John was not the Messiah. John was not the Christ. John was the one who was to prepare people. Repentance prepares us to accept Jesus Christ. Repentance means that I recognize I've been living a sinful way, that I've been walking the wrong direction, that I've been participating in things that God does not like, and that God turns his face away from. Repentance, I recognize and I understand that I have to change. Whoops. I forgot. You guys don't like that word. But isn't that what repentance is? Repentance is that I must change. I must turn away from the way that I was walking. I must turn away from that, and I must come closer to God. That's what repentance is. It's not just, oh, I feel sorry for what I did. I feel bad about what I did. That's not repentance. Repentance takes that feeling and does something with it. And says, I will move away from that. Those are the places that caused me to sin, so I won't go there anymore. Those are the things that I shouldn't participate in. Those are the things that I should not be there. A lot of new Christians find out that they have to find new friends, because being around the old friends doesn't help them to continue to move closer to God. Because these people they're not concerned about moving closer to God. They haven't come to the place where there's repentance. And Paul tells these men, you have been prepared by the baptism of John to receive Jesus Christ. He asked them, do you know about the Holy Spirit? They said, no, we don't know about the Holy Spirit. We haven't heard about the Holy Spirit. We didn't know there was one. Let me ask you, how many things do you think there are in the Bible you don't know about? More than one? It's a journey. Remember I said that? It's a journey. How are you continuing to learn? How are you continuing to grow on this journey? These 12 men needed to grow. They needed to learn more. They needed to step out more. You see, they had only been prepared by the baptism of John. In a way, they had repented and moved away and started to move towards God, but they didn't know the whole story. They didn't know all that they were looking at. Folks, when we come to Christ, there's still a journey. The end of the journey is not coming to Christ. That's the beginning of a new journey. Accepting Jesus Christ as Savior and allowing the Holy Spirit into your life is salvation. Accepting Jesus as your Savior and allowing the Holy Spirit into your life is salvation. Without the Holy Spirit, Scripture says we can't understand Scripture. Without the Holy Spirit, we don't know what our spiritual gifts are. Without the Holy Spirit, we don't know how to step forward in fellowship, in relationship with other believers. Without the Holy Spirit, we don't know where we need to go and walk next to share with people about what we've learned about God. Paul takes these 12 men and he baptizes them in the name of Jesus Christ, following the same way that Christ followed. Maybe you remember the story. I told you today is the celebration of the baptism of Jesus. Jesus comes to John and says, I must be baptized. And John says, no, not you. If anything, I need you to baptize me, John says. And Jesus says, no, this must be done. And John finally agrees to baptize him, places him down in the water, and as he comes up out of the water, a voice from heaven says, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." And the other thing that happens is something that kind of looks like a dove falls down upon Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Jesus said this must be done. One, I think he needed it. He needed it. Because one of the Gospels says that when that word was spoken, that Jesus heard it, and everybody else heard that something had happened, but they didn't know what. I think Jesus needed to hear the Father say, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." I think Jesus also needed to know the closeness of the Holy Spirit in that moment. And people needed to know that God was in this. And that this was the one that's the Messiah. The anointed one of God. That's what the Hebrew word means. The anointed one. The Greek word Christ means the anointed one. Two different languages. The one who is anointed by God in the presence of the people. You see, Paul takes these 12 men and he baptizes them, and it says that they immediately received the Holy Spirit when he placed his hands upon them and prayed for them. And when that happened, they started speaking in tongues and prophesying. Now, if I was there, I'd be a little scared. Because these men started speaking in tongues. I can honestly tell you that. The night that I went to the altar to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, I was in a Pentecostal Holiness church. They were speaking in tongues that night, and I was scared. Because I didn't know what was going on. What are these people doing? They're babbling is what it sounds like to me. Every indication in scriptures tells me that they were speaking a known language, not a babbling. They were speaking a known language by somebody. How do I know that? Go to the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And everybody's standing around listening to the disciples speak, and they're all going, "Hey, I hear them in my own language." That's strange. Because I don't think they learned that language. Speaking in tongues. Let me give you a little bit more of an understanding here. Spiritual growth allows the Holy Spirit to empower you to use your spiritual gifts. The Holy Spirit came upon these men, and their spiritual gift was speaking in tongues and prophesying. And I'm going to emphasize once again, prophesying is not just about telling about the end times. Prophesying is listening to what God has to say to the people in the current day also. More often than not, prophesying only deals there, not about speaking about the end times. It deals with bringing God's word to the people right now who need to hear it. That's the gifts that was given to them. And they started using their gifts because they understood that the Holy Spirit was guiding them and leading them to do that. So here's what I'm going to ask you. Do you know the Holy Spirit? Are you aware of the Holy Spirit's presence in your life? Because Scripture tells me that when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you receive the Holy Spirit at that moment. Whether you recognize that, whether you understand that, and you receive 100% of the Holy Spirit, not just a little piece. All of God at that moment lives within you. All of God. Are you listening to that all of God that's within you? Speaking to you, telling you where to step and where to go? You see, it's not enough to know about God. It's not enough to know about Jesus. Repentance is necessary. Change is necessary. Why do you think Jesus calls it a new birth? If it weren't a new birth, would you just be the same old person, right? It's a new birth. It's a new creation, Paul talks about in Corinthians. It's a new creation. Do you know the Holy Spirit? Do you actually know the Holy Spirit? Or is it something you just kind of set off to the side? I know Jesus. The Holy Spirit has given you some spiritual gifts that are very important to use. Otherwise, this church will not grow and will not flourish. God's given you some spirit, some gifts through the Spirit. You need to know the Holy Spirit to know how to use those gifts. Because when you do, it benefits everybody. Not just you. You ever felt led to do something that you go, well, that's not me? Folks, that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you, asking you to step out. That's the Holy Spirit saying, take one more step on this spiritual journey. It's not a spiritual encampment. Found my place and I'm camping here the rest of my life. I hope you realize Jesus never owned a house. Never. It's a spiritual journey. And the Holy Spirit's speaking to you right now to take a step on that journey. What will you do? Does your Christian journey display the steps of spiritual growth? Does your Christian journey display the steps of spiritual growth? If you know the Holy Spirit and are following the leading of the Holy Spirit, that will be true in your life. Are you growing spiritually? Are you on this journey, or have you found a good place to camp and you're just going to stay there? Camp's on the other shore, by the way. That's where camp is. It's on the other shore, not this one. Do you know the Holy Spirit? And are you listening to what the Holy Spirit is asking for you to do? Let's pray. Lord, there's so many things in the Christian walk that we emphasize and we look at and we talk about. And especially in the Baptist denomination, we don't always talk about the Holy Spirit. We might reference it at moments, we might acknowledge it at moments, but Lord, never, or not quite often, do we recognize that the Holy Spirit is always prompting us to draw closer to God. I pray, Lord, this morning for all of us that we'll listen to whatever the Holy Spirit has for us. And then we'll let the Holy Spirit empower us to live into the spiritual gifts you've given us. We will admit that in one way the story is a little scary, because these men go from just being disciples to being Spirit-filled, prophesying and speaking about you. And Lord, that could scare us to have to step outside our comfort zone and do that. But the truth is, the Holy Spirit is always guiding us outside our comfort zone. Help us to discern what it is you have for us to live into by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.